It is The Brief, and it's Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart and Mike Kearney for this one. We're going to obviously look forward to the Euro semi-finals insofar as one can, given the fact that everyone's decided international football is a busted flush and is now getting their excuses in early. That's my analysis of the situation so far. Just exhausting being proven right on the matter, Mo. Exhausting.
I mean,
when Bielsa's coming out and saying everything Nacho said before this is spot on, you get no time to work with the players, everyone's, you know, crap, you can't buy anyone, what's the point?
I mean, he's saying it with a slightly different tang, as in
he's... Well, he's taking a different tone. Yeah.
He's lamenting the situation. He's not dismissing the whole thing out of hand. Yeah, but, well, yes, you're right.
Well, he's biased, though. He's your Uruguay manager, whereas I'm a neutral observer.
True. And I mean,
but not true, Mo. Not true. Well,
no. It's true that he's slightly biased, but he's also a lover of... Him and I have a lot in common, as much as we are just lovers of the game of football, and that kind of supersedes a lot of the kind of tribalism that you often see in these conversations. But anybody could have seen that the players are doing too much, and the people who choose to ignore it have chose to ignore it for long enough because they've been allowed to, because people are watching. But now the conversation is there and live in everyone's faces, it's become harder to ignore.
Indeed. But would you say, Mo, it's reasonable to assert that World in One City is well better than Euro 2024?
Well, frustratingly enough, I didn't get to any of the World of One City games, and I promised myself last year I was going to go to them this year, but schedule worked against me, so I'll have to
hold off judgment for next time. Mike, we will get into slagging off international football soon, so just keep your powder dry on that one, aka looking forward to the semi-finals. But instead, Mike, we're going to start off and have Sepp Vandenberg chat, which has loomed larger over the course of this summer than I would have anticipated back when I was pulling the transfer committee game thing together, when it was this idea he had a release clause and Mainz were going to action it. That's not the case. Liverpool have rated him at 20 million, and there's been a little bit of news that Liverpool have knocked back offers from Mainz and Wolfsburg already in this window. No one knows what the value of those offers is. Do you think that there's something legitimate in the idea that Liverpool might have a look at Sepp Vandenberg, or do you think that it could all be a bit Danny Ward?
It all depends on the new boss, doesn't it? There's definitely a more legitimate argument now to see that he's in training, and maybe we're talking from the outside not knowing, and maybe Arne Slot's already seen and thought, no, not for me, and we'll try and drive his price up by saying, yes, we're keeping him, yes, he's involved in pre-season training and games, and then someone just pays us 16 million and we bite their hands off, because we've asked for 20, we probably take 16, 15 there or thereabouts, I'd say, to not knowing what we've already knocked back. But of course, there's a value of probably having the new manager have a look at him and see what he thinks.